So now Dimitri is going to talk about Lyon-Spain, Domestified and beyond. So.
So thank you for coming to this session. I didn't expect to mention OpenSSH during this talk, but we'll see how things will go. Who could really think that so many people would be interested in this PAM thing? Certainly not me. Well, first I would like to ask you, so would you ask yourself how many times today did you use authentication of some kind of sort? My bet is you didn't count, because it's ubiquitous nowadays. And unless you're debugging something, which is not likely, today is not the best day for debugging, well, as we saw just now. So today I'll be talking about whatever remains to be demystified about PAM. Shortly we'll see what is it and why it evolved this way. I'll be talking about core concepts, a lot about configuration things, about the frozen stack thing, about recent developments and what could happen in the future, maybe, possibly, and if time permits, a bit more about troubleshooting and best practices. So what is PAM? It's a framework of shared libraries and pluggable modules, which are also shared objects. It's all configured and very flexible. Configuration lives in a certain directory. And the purpose of this is to enable sysadmins to choose how various applications installed in the system authenticate users without need to recompile or touch at all the applications themselves, and to switch between these authentication mechanisms without touching the applications. So in the very beginning, before the ETC shadow, the things were very simple, and there were no need to do anything like what we are doing today. Like just two functions, one to obtain the password entry and another to check the password. And everything was simple. Later, when the shadow concept was introduced, things started to become complicated. And like when you think about adding, for example, Kerberos support to every application, it becomes a Herculean task of that kind. That resulted to inconsistency when one application used one implementation or one variation of authentication and another used another one. This situation could easily, and did in the past, easily run out of control. So with a centralized library that every application uses, you can achieve like all these targets like consistency and control over your system. So how PAM organizes things? It divides everything into four management groups. The authentication that answers the question, is the user the one who says he's or she? Well, account management that answers the question whether the user is allowed to use that particular service right now. The session management that setups whatever is needed for that session and then cleans things up. And if there is a need for password management, there is a password management. Like there are explicit tools to change passwords, and sometimes some modules may say that password is expired and it has to be changed before that.